Hello?
Hello. Take
Hey, you're
three.
con yeah. Are you connected to Wi-Fi or anything like
Yeah, I'm connected to Wi-Fi.
that? Oh, okay. Because I don't know. I think sometimes, or maybe it's my Wi-Fi, man. I've been having. Anyways. Yeah. Take three. Well, let's go ahead and start with this. Well, my name's Luis. And I'm going to do a podcast with my friend Brian. Brian, say hi.
Hello there.
And I'm going to start off my first episode talking about a spoiler cast for Avengers Infinity War. And I don't know why I took on that voice, but I just took it on right now. First of all, what did you think about Avengers Infinity War?
I thought it was great. In my eyes, again, with so many characters coming out, I mean, it's pretty tough thing
I mean, how many
to do.
characters they have on screen? Like 36 or something like that. There's a large number of, well, there was a lot
Yeah,
of leads.
like 50 or something like that.
I don't
Around
know if it
there.
was. It was a lot. All of them
Yeah.
had their own movie at some point, except for like what, the Hulk. What was his name? His name escapes my mind at the moment.
Mark Ruffalo?
There you go, Mark Ruffalo. Thanks. I think
Yeah.
he's the only one that hasn't had his own movie. But Hulk himself
Well,
is
the
in
Hulk,
them.
obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but not like, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know what? Other people like Bucky. What was his name? Like Hawkeye. No. Falcon.
Yeah. I would say Winter Soldier is kind of like Bucky's movie in a way.
Winter Soldier is just like such, I don't know. It's like a best friend movie, I think. Like it's a really good best friend movie. So you liked it. I didn't for a couple of reasons. But we'll get into that in a minute. You might meet me on some things, but what did you like about the well it was grand in scale. Like don't get me wrong. It's real impressive. They kind of cheat a little bit with like regular movie making. Nobody really ha people have character development and stuff like that, but they don't like reintroduce the characters. Everybody kind of just knows what's going on. Again, I mean, they didn't say it was like, "Hey, Thor again," no introduction or anything like that needed. It's just like, oh, okay, just get right into it. But there's like a couple of talking points I want to get to. But what the best thing you would say was like the scope of it. I know you're saying something about the ending earlier and how it ended on down. By the way, this is a spoiler cast. I don't know if that was like
Yeah.
clearly stated in the beginning. I'm gonna spoil a lot. It's been out for a week. I'm sorry. I'm gonna title this spoiler cast. So keep that in mind. But yeah. So we're gonna get to some spoiler stuff really quick. But we're gonna go over some things that we liked and what we didn't. I'm gonna go ahead through it like movie kind of like more or less in sequence or from what I remember it. But I'll go over some things that I liked and some things I didn't. But overall, I really didn't like this movie. And the reason is because we talked about it before, but it was like the tone shift. This is like a downer movie. This is like a really like there were some redeeming moments, like you know what I mean, some stuff was like kind of funny, but it was just like the tone was like set, and like I don't know, I don't feel like it was really an Avengers movie. It was like a Thanos movie, like it was. And I had the expectation of like an Avengers movie, like oh hey, I'm gonna. And like some of these characters haven't met each other in a while, but I kind of expected that. I was expecting more of just like, oh hey, let's go defeat Thanos, and like that was it. Like you know what I mean, I really wasn't expecting anything. I went in this to this movie like really dry. Didn't watch any like what was it called, like commercial or trailers or anything like that. And I just didn't like it. But anything you want to talk about first before we get into it?
No, again, my opinion was it was a pretty good movie, and I guess we'll get into
Like, don't get me
what
wrong. Like, I do understand like how this movie is. Like, I mean, I do understand like the grand scale of it. It is impressive. Like, it is impressive, but it's just like you know what I mean. It's not like my type of movie. Like, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't even say that. It is my type of movie, but it wasn't the tone that was set. Like, I guess I was expecting something like, I don't even think I had really any expectations to go off of, to be honest, but I guess I just, it left me wanting more. You know what I mean? I think that like it was just kind of like an empty feeling at the end. And we'll get into it. Like there's a lot of things that I don't like. Well, not a lot, but there's a few things that I don't like. Well, for the beginning of the movie, you remember Thor Ragnarok, right? The movie right before this. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I don't think you really liked it. But
I thought it was okay. I just wasn't like a memorable movie to me.
I liked it a lot. Like I had a lot of fun, and that's kind of like what I go in. Like I kind of go into these movies just to have like a little bit of fun. Like you know what I mean? I don't really want like a. I don't think it's gonna be like a lasting experience. I'm not gonna think about it. It's just like you know what? I go back on this movie and I think of what Iron Man said, and I was just you know what? That's just what I do now. I mean, ever since Peter Parker said this, you know, with great power comes great, you know what I mean? Like it's just like I recite that thing every day. No, it's not like that. But it's something I get into every once in a while. What the fuck was I talking about? What was I going with this? Like, I mean, well, it is impressive. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of great things in this. But I like Thor Ragnarok. Oh yeah, that's what I was getting to. I like Thor Ragnarok, and it was just like a fun movie to watch. It lessened like what Ragnarok was, but the first scene, like you just see like you know the ships that they had, and it was kind of like teased at the end of Thor Ragnarok, where they see Thanos' ship, and I guess we get right into that, and we see the aftermath or whatever. Nothing really. Did he, this is where I get kind of confused, and I didn't get to read up on this before we started. But did he save all of the Asgardians?
Well, at the end of Ragnarok, he did save most of them. I mean, whatever
I
his
think he
super
saved
gem
like
is still.
half or something like that. He wasn't able to save all. Okay. I think this is where I got confused. It was just like, okay, yeah. So I think if I'm not mistaken, he couldn't save all of the people. From am I saying it right? Asgard,
Yeah, that's good.
like, and Thor is like my least favorite character, but I happen to like Thor Ragnarok just because of Hulk. It's the only reason I even watch the movie. That's it. So once we get into it, it's just like it feels like that whole movie was a waste. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I shouldn't have even watched that movie. Like, you know, watching Infinity War, it feels like that whole movie was wasted. And I liked it. Like, I liked it a lot. And it just, like, smeared, like, one of the movies that I like. I know it went, like, in a different direction. It kind of tried, it felt like it was trying to combine two movies. But it felt like, oh, okay, so he went through Ragnarok, and which was, like, a deep event in the comics and stuff like that, apparently. And then now the rest of them just died at the beginning of this first movie. So it was just like, well, what the fuck was the point of Thor Ragnarok? You know? And I don't know, that kind of pissed me off. And yeah, like I don't know, just starting off with that, it was just like you just see a bunch of bodies out in space. It's kind of sucks. And it gets into another thing that I don't really like about this movie is just like, I mean, there's I know you can't just like recreate space or just throw a camera up in space, but a lot of it just looks like real ma manufactured. I don't know if that makes sense. But like fake, like you know what I mean? Like just straight up like some fake shit. Like you know what I mean? Like when I look at the screen and I saw it like pretty close up. Like I don't know, I don't really like to go far back, in the theaters and everything looked grand in scale. Like don't get me wrong, it blends the spaciness of like Guardians of the Galaxy, the mysticalness of like Doctor Strange and the weirdness of Thor and stuff like that, or the magicness of Thor, kind of all combined it all together. And it looks really great, but like when you kind of mix that all together, everything just looks like kind of fakey shit. Like you know what I mean? Like you see another backdrop, I was just like, and then like when they get to the spaceship, like everything's like real dimly lit, and I was just like, do you really want everything like dark as fuck in a spaceship? Like it's already dark enough in space and stuff like that. And then, like, Loki dies. Right after that, like, just like Loki dies. And I was just like, oh, okay. I think they just didn't want to. I think the writers or the creators of this just didn't really want to deal with, like, Loki being, like, a side character, or having anything else to do with the universe. Like, I don't know. And it feels like. And yeah, they just, like, straight up, like, snap. And it was just like. It's kind of like a kid's movie, dude, but they just straight up snapped the shit out of his neck.
Yeah, you pretty much choked him to death.
Like, there's no, like, I don't think there's like a, this might, there might not be a Loki in the future. Or, like, depending on what happens in the future. But, like, shit, man. Like, he just, dude, they fucking Thanos just wrung his neck like a chicken. Oh, and he fought, like, in between that. Was this when, like, Thor came in? Oh, excuse me, Hulk came in and started fighting him?
He killed Loki after he, after he fought the Hulk.
I didn't even mention the Hulk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it started off pretty good with that. Like I can't believe I forgot about mentioning that. But yeah, like the Hulk and the and Thanos. Like it shows like how strong Thanos is. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I like that. It shows how strong Thanos is. So it's just like, oh, okay, Hulk strongest ever, and then Thanos strongest ever. So it kind of like gave you perspective. That's what that whole thing was for. Made sense. Everything was great. Like at least in that part, great. Everything else kind of sucked. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I am being really morose about this movie. That like, I mean, I just really do appreciate. I just like, I don't know. It just felt like a whatever movie to me. And then what happened? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say. I think the only thing that I could complain about or that kind of upset me was just Vision's. Any part that had to do with Vision, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and like, I know what you mean. Like, what was the last movie he was in? What was it? Star Wars, excuse me. Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, right?
Yeah.
Was that the last movie? When did he first come out?
No. It was, that was when he was, when he first came out, Age of Ultron. The last movie was the Civil War.
Oh, he was in Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I keep on meaning to watch that on Netflix. It's on my queue. I just never like watch it again. But anyways, so yeah, like he's Vision's the only one that hasn't had a lot of screen time and stuff like that. And I feel like their relationship, like even though like they've been shown on screen as just like this couple, like you could tell they're the couple. They could tell they've been there for a while, been together for a while. It just doesn't feel earned for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like so much time has passed since those movies and just doesn't really like, and another thing I didn't like is like the timing of something. Some things just took like way too long to do and way too short. And I feel like the screen time between Vision and Scarlet Witch just didn't really like, you know, sell me on like, oh, hey, like what happens later. And we'll get to that. Well, I'll get to it now. Vision dies. He gets the double death.
Yeah.
that's my nickname for it. I came up with it today. But we'll get into that later. But yeah, basically Vision dies. But Vision's just robotic and weird and I don't know. Yeah, and he's just really out of place, even when he was just trying to be like his own body. Like, you know, when he wears that sweater, did he wear a sweater in this one? He wore something, right? He looked like he wears clothes over his metal skin, right?
No, I mean, he had, like, a human form.
He has a human form, but, I mean, like, when he was portraying this movie, he, like, puts on clothes, right? Like, when he's at home, what I'm saying is when he's at home with Scarlet Witch, he wears, like, clothes and stuff like that. It just looks weird.
Yeah.
It looks like it is the elephant in the room. Like, it's just like, I notice what you're doing, dude. You could not wear that, and I'd be convinced.
It's just that he's much more strong than just being stabbed and being like pretty much injured throughout the whole thing just because of that stab.
Isn't he like one of the he's like the strongest he's like one of the strongest Avengers apart from Hulk, right?
Yeah. I mean his capabilities are pretty
He's powered by Infinity Gem, dude. Yeah. I don't know, like it's like I don't know. It's like using your phone. I'm sorry.
There's actually like really something really interesting with the whole thing about Scarlet what's her name?
Scarlet Witch.
Which yeah, Scarlet Witch.
That's Magneto's daughter, right? Too, right? That is Magneto. I'm sorry, dude. That is Magneto's daughter. Okay, because it was.
Well, is it? Because I know. Quicksilver is her brother, and that's Magneto's son. But is it?
Yeah. So
his daughter as well.
Yeah, it's his daughter. So Magneto's their dad. Like both of their dad, like I don't.
Oh, okay.
I know this is the same mother, but I know they're like related, all three of them, basically. But then what happened after they got out of that whole thing? Like, I don't remember the sequence events too clearly because, like, I don't know. There's a few things that I remember specifically, but what happened after they got out of the spaceship and after the Hulk fight and stuff like that? Did we get introduced back to Scarlet Witch and Vision? Is that where we're getting into this?
I think it goes into that. I don't
You
know
know
if
what? Yeah,
the
that is
sequel.
what happened. Because I only watched it once and I felt that was good enough. I didn't want to watch it again. Did you watch it more than once?
What, Infinity War?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I only I've only seen it once. I haven't seen
But
it
yeah,
more than that.
any scene that Vision's in kind of sucks. So it goes into like something later goes on. And I think Scarlet Witch wants to go out or something like that. And it happens that they're outed or something like that, and they found like another Infinity Stone, because a lot of them are on Earth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a big galaxy, but all like three of them are on Earth,
Yeah.
which is really fucking convenient. Well, no,
Yeah,
I think that's the way it goes in the comics too. I think like Logan, what is it called? Wolverine slash Logan has one. But yeah, yeah, their relationship doesn't feel earned. It feels kind of stupid. I don't know. I feel like they're really trying to sell like, you know, what happens later on. They're trying to reiterate, is like, hey, we're trying to show you they're together, right? So what's going to happen later on? You're going to really cry. But I don't know. It did nothing for me. Like, I just, yeah, anything Vision was in was just like kind of stupid. This mostly felt like a Thanos movie because you learn a lot about Thanos. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, Thanos is I actually really like Thanos' character in this movie.
in this
I
movie or
wish he
period?
in this movie, I think he was portrayed very well. I mean, in general, he's a very
Like how like if you didn't
very
have the movie like to describe him, like let's say you just met Thanos, how would you describe him? And I'll tell you if like that's the way I think he is in the comic books, because I kind of know the comic books character more. I like the way they portrayed him in the movie for the most part. Like,
Well,
don't
he's portrayed pretty much the same, just that one detail of why he's doing this. But yeah, he's pretty much, I mean, he's pretty much like the smartest person of his, race. And he sees things in a more, I guess in a more morbid way. The
It's more
reason why he
caustic.
does things, yeah, the reason why he does things is he feels he's right
Know what,
in
dude?
his
Like,
reasons
that's gonna
because like
segue right into another reason why I don't like this movie. And it's his fucking like his ambition, his conviction to go ahead and do this shit. Like, what was it? Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, this is what I got, and you tell me if I'm wrong, dude. But he feels like the world like has a limited amount of resources, and that with these six. Right, six infinity gems. Yeah, six infinity gems. That he's gonna go ahead and snap his fingers and just wipe out half of the population of the entire galaxy or the entire like known universe. Right, that's his whole thing, right? That am I right or am I wrong? Did I skip something?
No, that's it in a nutshell, yeah.
I wrote some of it down a few times today just to like be sure that I got it right. I knew I was gonna because it sounds stupid. It just sounds really
Yeah, well, that's
stupid.
what I'm saying. Like in the they leave that like another detail out from the comics, which
It's
is
death.
he Yeah, he's in love with death, and he's kind of trying to show off in a way.
Well, no, it's like
But
completely different because like death is a character, and I think they kind of tease that like when he was going to go get the Soul Stone and kill Gamora. And Gamora dies later on, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But you remember that cloaky thing? Well, two things. It's one, it closes one big loop that happened since like Captain America, the first Avenger. That was Red. You know that was Red Skull, right?
yeah.
It just wasn't played by the same character.
Nope.
I don't know. I didn't know who that was at first. Like I had to like look it up. Like I feel really stupid like looking it up. I was just like, because it wasn't the same character. I was just like, oh man, like is this the way they close? But they closed that loop. And another thing is, I'm sorry. Going to get the Soul Stone, and another thing that happened was, like his whole reason for it, like they made it look like death. Like I felt like that was trying to like peek at, oh, like I thought they were gonna do it like the real thing. Like oh wait, that's death. But I feel like the one in the comics is a little bit better. But it's just like, but I feel like when I say that, it's just like I'm just to be labeled just like oh you're just like a comics purist. But it's just like I didn't really read the comics in the first place. Like you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
I read the one, like, I know the story in the comics, and it's him, like, wanting to be with, like, Death and stuff like that, and just trying to impress her. And I felt like that was better because it's just, like, feels good with his character. Because when you describe Thanos, they're just, like, self-centered, kind of a dick. There's a lot of bad shit to do it. And that's kind of like you get out of it. You know what I mean? It's just like, like a bully, basically. And it's like, you don't like him. And like when he does bad stuff, it's just like, oh, you really feel it. Like, but he's like that, but he's doing it to impress like a chick. It's like, which kind of goes with, like, which if you put it down on the paper, like, yeah, I know it sounds stupid, but I don't know. It feels like a little bit more in character. I feel it's like more in line because it's just like, when I was watching the movie, I was just, even now, I feel like I'm forgetting like what his reason in the movie was. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's even him describing it and me having to write it down a few times, I feel like it's hard to remember like why he wants to do this in the first place. But don't get me wrong. Like in the movie, they portray it very well that he believes that this reason is very just. Like, you know what I mean? Like they make that at least believable, but the reason's real stupid. Like, you know what I mean? And what happened after that? They jump around a couple of different worlds and shit. Which one of them is Titan? Is that his home world? Titan's his home world. And then he messes around with the reality stones and stuff like that. Okay, so his reason is, so they jump back to nowhere too, because that's how they find out one of the stones is there, and he has one of those. Right, where we go to the Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that, and he takes Gamora, and that's how they even get to the Soul Stone place, right? Okay, so if he's got the realities, they're showing some of the powers of the of some of the stones too, right? So what happened was when he tried to shoot Gamora, like he was messing with the gun, he was like converting reality in that point, right? And they don't really say that there's like a limit to these gems. I think in the comics there's a limit, but like if I'm not mistaken, in the whole like movies, they don't say that these powers have limits. They can be destroyed, we find out in this movie. What was
That
that?
what? That what
The
can be
stones, the
destroyed?
Infinity Gems, the whatever, the six Infinity Stones, whatever. You know
A actually, I just recently discovered something that actually makes it
Okay,
even
go.
more interesting. You know how Scarlet Witch shatters. What was it? The Mind
It
Stone?
wasn't the Soul Stone, but it was, shoot.
I
It
think
was
it's the
like
Mind
orange,
Stone.
right?
That's the one that the one that
It's
Vision
red,
carries.
right?
No, his was
Oh, his is
his
yellow.
was
Then the Soul
yellow.
Stone's like orangish or what?
Yeah. The soul stone is red. I forgot which one. Well, his is like yellow or orange.
Anyways, the
Those
color
two
doesn't
always
matter.
confuse
So
me, the
you're
colors.
saying like she's able to crush it, but like what were you saying that, Buffy?
Yes. But what I recently found, because I was just watching, some Marvel movies, and which what is part two called? The Thor's movie,
Yeah, Thor
Dark
the Dark
World or
World
something.
with that elf. The
Yeah.
dark elf.
Well, in that movie, Thor was able to shatter the soul gem with his hammer. He shattered it, but that dark elf was still able to use the power of the gem. So
Oh, you know what? I think that
even
has to
though
do with some of
Scarlet.
the power of it because I read a brief description of it, and they're kind of vague about it too. But it's just like the thing is, I think it's on purpose. But it's just like it can get something that's like that was lost and bring it back. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember that in Thor
But
Dark World
saying
though,
that,
but like, is
Scarlet.
that straight up what happened?
Yeah, I was watching it recently and I was like, wow, what the hell? Like, Scarlet Witch shatters it, but who know, even though she shattered it into pieces, it probably could have still been used by Thanos,
Have the
even if
time
he
stone?
didn't,
He
have the
eventually gets a
time
time
stone.
stone. I don't
Maybe
know.
he.
The comments go through this, but it's just like a lot of it feels like okay. And then there's like a whole side story where okay, this goes back into Thor Ragnarok again, and this kind of pisses me off. Okay, so back in Thor Ragnarok, he learned. You remember when Hela destroyed the hammer, right? And there's this one line that I'm gonna go ahead and quote, but he's just like, I don't even like Thor, dude. But it's just like these movies, like these two recent movies, feel like his full power is like finally unleashed, right? Like, does it feel like that? Like his full powers are completely unleashed. Like he's actually using thunder. Like he's the god of like thunder. But like Thor Ragnarok brings out that line, just like, are you the god of hammers or are you the god of thunder? Like, you know what I mean? Like he's the god of thunder. And it feels like he's finally like, that's why I go back to Thor Ragnarok in this one. And by the way, there was no Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin in this one. So yeah, big like knockdown on that one. Like, let me just go ahead and start with that. When he comes out in this film, no Immigrant Song comes on. So immediately just that's another reason it kind of pissed me off. It's a minor detail, but it's a big one to me. It should be a big one to you too, anyways. So he's finally like unleashed, right? So that all happened in Thor Ragnarok, and I feel like I have to re-explain it because in this movie he goes back and he's trying to forge another weapon. It's called Stormbreaker. Which is basically the head of an axe that's made by one of the Star Dwarves or something like that. Yeah, these
The
dwarves that
dwarves.
make like ultimate weapons or something like that. He made like the I think these guys made like the trident, or like yeah, the trident that Odin has, and the hammer that Thor that Hela broke, and Thor Ragnarok. Well, they're making a new weapon to try to like, I guess break the Infinity Gauntlet. Which that whole side story was just like, dude, like, what the fuck was the point? Like, I don't know. Then I just really don't get the fuck. Like, it's because it's so recent too, man. The only one I didn't watch was Black Panther. I still haven't watched it, which it's like available on demand, and I feel like watching it now, just to get what the hell happened in that whole.
Well, I just watched it too because I didn't watch Black Panther
Is
before
it good?
Infinity War,
Like,
but it did. Oh, it's pretty good
it looks
actually.
really good. It's really
But
funny. It just looks really good.
I don't think it was something that you needed to watch before
Just
Infinity
want to watch it
War.
because it looks really good.
Well, at
Because like I
least
don't
just
know,
the
like
Black Panther. But it is a good movie. I just saw it last night actually, or the day before, I would say. I don't know. It was really good.
I
I
didn't watch
really
any
did
trailers for
like
that
it.
either because I wanted to watch it in theaters. But like I don't know, some things happened. I just never ended up watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it was sold out for like the longest time,
It
and
was, right?
I don't know. It was just, and I don't know. I hate being
I
in
wait a while.
theaters with so many people, and but Infinity War, I knew I had to watch that one like kind of right away because of, the spoilers and everything.
I
I
was
wasn't
already
gonna be
dying. Like
able
I had to watch it
gonna
that
be able
Wednesday.
to.
Like I didn't watch it the opening weekend, but I watched the Wednesday of because I was getting really close to hearing some spoilers at work. Because like there's this guy at work and he like but he kind of tends to like, you know what I mean, like he's in the know and stuff like that, and he tends to just like blurt that stuff out, and I'm just like, oh man, dude, don't. I heard him say some stuff. I just happened to put like some
Well,
earphones on really quick just so I wouldn't hear him. So just like that day I was just like, dude, I need to go watch this movie like immediately.
yeah, that's and I work with, or work around like, high school kids, and the next day, I mean, I think I saw it on a Sunday, and the next day I went, to one of the high schools, and already the kids were like talking about Spider-Man dying and everything, and I was like, fuck, good thing I went to go see it, because there was no way I could have avoided it, man. Those kids were just loud about it.
I kind of skipped over this, but like Gamora dies. Like I know I said it really quick, but Gamora dies eventually. Like
Huh?
I have a little trouble with that scene because it's just like, once again, like I feel like because Thanos doesn't have enough time on the screen, but they try really hard in this one movie. That's why I say some things take a long time. But one of the things that took a long time was whole like Thor like
Yeah.
finding out he's got to get another weapon to go ahead and even stand a chance against Thanos and stuff like
Yeah.
that. But it was just like, dude, he looks so badass just using thunder now. Like, you know what I mean? Just let him fuck around with that, you know? Like I feel like it took so long just for this to happen.
But you are like, I mean, messing with Thanos with, the gauntlet is already brutal enough. So I get what you're saying, but in their realistic world, like there's no way Thor could
I
beat
think a lot of this
them
has to
without
do with me being tied
a
to like
weapon
Thor
that's
Ragnarok.
warped.
I really like that movie. Like a lot, like
It
it feels like
seems
a
like
lot of
it.
it's skewed just to that movie, like, and a lot of what happened to this movie. It's really kind of pissed me off with the continuity of it, and it's just based off like the movie before the good one. You know what I mean? Because apparently, like, well, I don't know. I don't think it's like a surprise, but some people didn't like this. Like, I don't know, like the Thor Ragnarok, like at all. But a lot of people like the Avengers Infinity War, but I don't think I'm one of them. Well, I know I'm not one of them because of all the complaints I had. But yeah, he had to kill Gamora, and once again, like this whole thing felt like a Thanos movie, which was great. But I wish I would have known like it was just like gonna be a. I felt like if somebody would have just like mentioned, just like, hey, if you're gonna expect that, like, you know, like that buddy cop movie that you've been getting, like, you know, the past couple of movies, like, yeah, don't expect that. It's gonna be kind of about Thanos. I wish somebody would have just told me that. And you know what? Maybe if I watched like a trailer or two of what happened and stuff like that, I think I might have gotten that it was just like gonna be all Thanos. But you know what? I felt like I saw Thanos a lot. So maybe that should have been like a pointer out to me, but it was just like, it's a lot about Thanos and it's a lot about his character development. Which is all right. Which I do like Thanos as a character. The guy's just that's just gonna go ahead and kill like half the world and stuff like that in a second. Like, you know what I mean? He's just that evil. And he's just like he won't even like bat an eye. Like, you know what I mean? Like that he and at the end of the movie he even smiles and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? He's just like that. But he was pretty badass. So yeah, he kills like Gamora. And I don't know, once again, does it feel earned or anything like that? We closed the Red Skull loop finally from Captain America First Avengers. First Avenger. And then man, I feel like oh, you have to reference like one of the 24 movies that came out before this, right? For everything. And then so after that, what happened? So then he gets the time. Okay. So once he gets a Soul Stone, he's just like he got the Reality Stone, just like tricked all the Guardians of the Galaxy, Drax is being silly again, and yeah, man, like that's what I mean. Like a lot of this shit's like really hard to talk about and keep up. Like that's the thing you have to like know a lot about. Oh, man, I feel like I'm losing my train of thought. Anyways, stop, focus. After you got the Soul Stone, cool, whatever. Infinity Gauntlet's just getting like all full and stuff like that. And at this point, you kind of realize like he's just gonna. This is just a quest for him getting all the stones, right? If I'm not mistaken, like the comics, I think it starts with him like having all the stones already, and then it just goes on from there. You know, so I mean, like it's just him getting all the stones and stuff like that, and then somehow, and then Stark, Doctor Strange, and Peter at some point end up on another planet. You remember that?
Yeah,
I forgot. Oh, it's because they were fighting one of the Thanos children, which it goes back to one of my other points. Like everything's like CGI and stuff like that. I felt like
Oh, the Black Order.
the sons of Thanos. No, it's I think the sons of Thanos are just like four or five people, and I think most of them got.
They're called the Black Order and or the ch or Children of
Oh
Thanos,
yeah.
something like
Okay,
that.
so I had to look this up afterwards. Like and. So the Black Order is like that whole army that fights the what the Wakandans or I don't know Wakandans like in that small plane in the city and stuff like that once they drop the shields and stuff like so that's the what was it called again? What was
The what?
the Children of Thanos and then what? Okay,
Oh, the
so yeah.
Black Order?
So the Black Order is just those little weird creatures fighting against the Wakandans.
Oh, no. No. Those are not the Black Order or that. What is that? I think there was like four of them,
No,
right?
this. Oh,
Like
that's what I mean.
he
Those are
said.
the Children of Thanos. The Children of Thanos are like four or five. You get what I mean? And then the other people, that's like the whole army and shit, which I think they kind of like dialed them down, but apparently there's some type big type of shit. You know what I mean? But like a lot of stuff got dialed down. But anyways, but yeah, so I felt like you know that guy with all the psychic stuff that was fighting Doctor Strange. I felt like a lot of that could have been like makeup work. Because have you seen Guillermo del Toro's Pan's Labyrinth?
Actually, I have
Oh,
not seen
man.
that movie.
He does a lot of good creature. Or how about Hellboy 2?
Yeah, I've seen
Okay,
both
so in the second
Hellboys.
movie, there's like a, I feel like there's a creature with like wings and stuff like that. That feels like something similar to like what, like if you look at that creature, the one with the wings and stuff like that, the one that, with the wing.
The one that has the eyes on the
Yeah,
wings.
that real creepy one. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's like all makeup, right? That was there.
Yeah.
If that can be done there, I felt like they could have done. I feel like a lot of Marvel movies are just like, hey, you know what? We got CGI. Let's just go ahead and use it everywhere, man. Like, I felt like a lot of that could have been makeup, and it would have looked a lot better. Like, you know,
I mean, yeah, they could afford it and they could afford people to pay to do that, but I guess I don't know, man. I guess the way Disney is getting out these movies, they need to do things that are quicker. Because the next one's already coming out
Oh
next
yeah?
year, and also
Oh
the
yeah, you're
yeah,
right. 2019. Yeah, damn.
so
Oh wow.
so I feel like
Hold up,
the
bro.
way Disney is
But these
wanting
were
these.
shot together. Like if I'm not mistaken, the both of the movies, I think they were shot consecutively.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
So if I'm not
Well,
mistaken, like
that's even worse.
exactly. You know what? Don't even quote me on this,
As
dude.
far
Like
as
I'm probably
pressing for
wrong,
time.
but like I've been listening to a lot of like I listen to other podcasts. If I'm not mistaken, I heard one blurb saying
Yeah.
that this was shot consecutively. Like the next movie is just ready. Like the only thing they need to do is just wait the year, do the marketing and that stuff. Like, you know, to sell a movie.
Well, I mean it does make sense because it's already coming out next year.
So I don't know how big of an ex they have more time to do the next movie, but still, like if they were shot consecutively and stuff like that. So I don't know, time constraints on that. Yeah, and I get the makeup work and stuff like that, but I maybe just take a little bit more time on the movie. I'm okay with waiting, but I don't know. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this movie for a long time, so I guess they felt they just needed to take something out at some point. So that's what happened. But yeah, I felt like that could have been makeup work, but but maybe that's just, well, you're right, but I still feel makeup could have done better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, I agree with that. I mean, especially like as a kid, we grew up most of during the times where it was
We got
heavily
spoiled with
used
like Star
in
Wars
movies that
and
we
like
watched.
with the Dark Crystal.
Fucking Ninja Turtles is
Dude, the
the
motorcycle.
most
I feel like
iconic one as.
I would actually like think up ways to go ahead and make that turtle helmet with the talking, like, well, first of all, at that point I thought the Ninja Turtles were real, but then when I didn't, like I tried to figure out a way to get like a motorcycle helmet to like get it to talk, because I was seeing it from the side and I'm
Yeah.
just like, dude, that could be like a mouth for like Mikey. Like, you know, did you immediately think that? Like,
Yeah.
because I was thinking like the visor looks kind of like a smile and I'm just like, oh, Mikey's just smiling really big right there.
Yeah, they kind of have that round
But I
mouth, I
digress.
guess.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like makeup just looks like really badass. Like I mean, when I still see the original, it's dated, but I like it.
As far as story wise, it's very dated, but
Horrible.
or acting, everything, but the suits still
Dude, they
hold up
chucked
pretty
out three
well.
of those
Like,
movies, dog, and the third
they're.
one really sucks.
Oh, the third one, like, even the suits sucked for the third
Yeah,
ones.
I think they used the ones from one, from Ninja Turtles one. They just never stopped
Like,
using it.
no, Ninja Turtles one, I mean, they each had like a distinctive face. And three, they all look the same. Like the they all look the same, just different, you
Oh
know,
yeah, I think I know what you mean.
the different,
They, like,
yeah.
if you change the headband on one, you wouldn't know which one was which. I get what you
Yeah,
mean.
exactly.
They felt like more like by the number, but yeah, I got you. Fuck. Anyways, so the Ninja Turtles were in this movie, but
We just got off topic a little
well,
bit.
fuck, I do that, dude. Like, I mean, it's gonna happen. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Neither should you. You're allowed to have a fucking opinion, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So what I was getting to is because of the makeup, man, and I don't know, I like to diatribe about, like, the past and how we got spoiled and stuff and things of that nature. It's because of course, like, one of my complaints is going to be the CGI. Of course, I'm going to talk about, like, makeup and how it can be really great when done well and when you have more time to do things. But maybe that was a constraint of this film. I don't know. I don't make movies. Most likely it was. You're right. You bring up a good point. Didn't think about it before I did this. So then after they eventually get to a planet, right? And they're just waiting around. If I'm not mistaken.
They get to a
Yeah,
what?
so
A
Tony
planet?
Stark, Strange,
Yeah.
and
And Peter Parker.
did I say Peter? Yeah, Iron Man, Peter Parker, and Doctor Strange, and up the other planet. Are they just waiting there for a while? They're just like, dude, what do we do? Or they just know that they're gonna go somewhere where Thanos is
Yeah,
gonna meet them.
because
That's it, right?
yeah, they're trying to be one step ahead of Thanos,
Bring the
pretty
oh
much.
yeah, like Tony Stark is like, bring the fight to him. Like, I totally
Yeah.
thought that one of the it was either gonna be Tony Stark or fucking Captain America that I thought was gonna die in this movie. I thought it was gonna be one death, but I thought it was gonna be a major one, and I thought it was gonna kill either Iron Man or
Yeah.
Captain America. I was thinking since, and that was really, it sounds shitty, but like I was kind of hoping it was Captain America because he's that type of guy. You know what I mean?
Was hoping it was Tony Stark, man.
Fuck no, man. I was hoping. Well, it's because the reason I like Iron Man is because
I've
of
never.
RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
I
he.
hated him
Oh,
in the
man.
comics, dude.
Yeah,
I
obviously, he's
hated
perfect.
fucking Iron Man. He's such a dick, dude. He still is, but like at least like they got RDJ to like,
Like a
yeah.
likable guy, yeah.
Who doesn't like Robert Downey Jr. these days?
I've never personally liked Captain America like before, but for some reason, I mean, the movies have made me like really like him for
Because
some
he's
reason.
also like fucking, he's a G.I. Joe, but like, still around really and still really popular. You know what I mean? Like, in when people would go fight in wars and stuff like that, they would slip like a copy of Captain America in there, and it was for morale, and it worked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's in a way, he's like propaganda. In a way, he's like a symbol. He's kind of, he's the Batman for soldiers. Like, he's totally like the Batman for soldiers. He's like really cool, and he gets into like secret agents. It's basically the career of like most military men, isn't it? Like, they go into service for a little while, then they go into the federal government and just do that for their whole life, right? Well, Captain America did that shit too.
Yeah, they
Like,
work for
you know
the
what I mean? So
government.
yeah, like I like him a lot. Like, you know what I mean? He's an iconic hero. He's an American hero. I'm a bit patriotic. I really do like Captain America a lot. He's my favorite character. That's why I say in a morbid way, I'm Thanos. So that's why I wanted Captain America to go ahead and die, because he's just that type of guy. And Tony Stark is too in the comics, apparently. But I feel like with Captain America, it would have more weight. You know what I mean? And you could still have the Stark.
Like more,
I actually, you know what? I think with Robert Downey Jr. it would have more weight because it all started with him.
Oh yeah, the first
But I feel that RDJ could. I feel like Robert Downey Jr. is just a better actor than Chris Evans. Like,
Oh, for sure, by miles, man. He really is. I mean, Chris Evans is not bad at all, but
he's
RDJ is a
really
much better
good,
actor.
dude.
I mean, even in his older movies and everything, he's always been, a really good
Dude.
actor. That's never been a problem of
The main
his.
reason I still watch Iron Man 2 is because you get to see Robert Downey Jr. with Sam Rockwell around, like two really like popular actors, and they play with each other really well. They're like the real snipers. I don't know. I just like that chemistry that they have on the screen. That's why I still like that movie. But yeah, so that's what I wanted to happen, but that obviously didn't happen. Everybody dies except for the original Avengers. But I have a theory on that, and we'll get to that later because there's still more movie to go through. So yeah, they get to the planet, wait there for a while. What happens after that? We may never know. There's that whole side story with Hulk, which never gets re really resolved until he gets the axe and comes in for the final battle, which happens in Wakanda. Okay, so the whole reason they even go to Wakanda is so that they can fit. Fuck, this is stupid too. So is like my reason number three or four of why I don't like this movie. So they go over to Wakanda to go ahead and because if they remove the stone, he dies, basically, right? A Vision dies. Okay, so they're
Yeah.
going to Wakanda to go ahead and essentially be able to take out the stone without hurting Vision, right? Okay.
Yeah, because T'Challa's sister is like a genius.
Yeah. Did they complete that? Did they
What?
complete that process over in Wakanda when they went over there? I don't remember.
No, they weren't able to. I mean, she needed time to be able to do it, and they just didn't,
Then
weren't able to do it.
this might not be a good thing. Okay, this might be a really good reason because I thought that she had finished and that they were just able to take out the
No, she wasn't able to finish
Okay.
the
Well, it was kind of this whole
what was it?
series of them
They
trying to
ended
get
up
over
at
there and they didn't have enough time, blah blah blah. And then once again, this is all kind of rushed and like taking too long at the same time. It's just like this is the part where I feel like it was rushed. They get over to Wakanda, a war happens apparently, because why not? And because a functioning shield just isn't badass enough. You know what I mean? And oh, you know, I think they did that because
yeah.
they were surrounding them, and then there was going to be like those things coming out of everywhere. Still sounds stupid. You could just
Yeah.
like anyway. So that happens. The whole reason I didn't even like that, I wasn't even sold on the relationship in the first place. So this whole scene's gonna be a big downer for me. So it's kind of like an avalanche of things. It just kind of got bigger and bigger with stuff that I didn't like about this whole scene. I like that they incorporated like almost everything from like all the other Avengers movies. Great, but I don't know. Some things just feel really weak. But I feel like this is like the way they could do it. And with some things you can forgive, and this is also where Led Zeppelin doesn't play, which I'm pissed off about. I'm serious, man. I'm really pissed off when I hear like the guitar. Dum, 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 dum. I was pissed, man. And then, shit, man.
Off subject, I really like the scoring for Infinity War. I actually after the movie I was playing it on Apple Music,
Oh yeah, if
but
anything, if you have Apple Music or,
that's neither
oh,
here or
sorry man, I'm
there.
cutting you off. What did you say?
I said that's neither here or there. I did like the score for
No,
Infinity War.
I think you brought up a good point. Actually, I wouldn't have brought it up if you didn't even talk about it, dude. Yeah. So I have listened to the what are they called? OSTs, original soundtrack or whatever. Because it was like scored,
Yeah.
right? Like it was like I don't, was there
Yeah, which is way better to me.
Any songs like there was like a songy song, right? But it was only when the Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
Yeah, probably most likely it had to be then. I don't really
I
actually
remember it because I
remember
was sticking
like
around for the credits for the after
no.
scene. There was one song on there. I think it was when the Guardians of the Galaxy came out. That was it. Because like they show up, it was when Peter Quill put something on the deck. I forgot what song it was, but anyways, yeah, that was the only song that was on there. And you're right. I do feel it's a lot better when they go ahead and score the whole thing. Like, did you like the Black Panther soundtrack?
Actually, haven't heard it, to be
Well, you
honest.
watched the movie, that's what I mean.
Oh, like the music that came on, there was only on some scenes where, they had music coming out, like
was
actual music.
done it was done by oh, shit, man. Forgot his name.
Well, I know the Weeknd came
The
out,
Weeknd was
or
featured on it, but it was just he just got like some
yeah.
big award. Shit, man. Let me look it up. Anyways, you were saying really quick. Oh, what did you think about Black Panther soundtrack really quick? Like, did it have like a lot of more songs or was it scored? I don't remember.
The movie, I mean, they had actual songs when they needed to, I guess. Like it fit with the movie, like on the scenes,
It's Kendrick Lamar. So he scored that whole
like
movie.
for.
Like he did a lot of the music in that mo whole movie. It was Kendrick Lamar. So I like it when they do the whole like the like I like it when one artist has like the idea for the whole movie and makes music out of that. It's been popularized by a lot of stuff, but I like how they're doing it with like really big big name films like this. And you're right. It's a pretty good soundtrack. It brings a lot of emotions. It's kind of like when they first did it with like Halo 2 or
No.
anything like that. You remember?
Oh yeah,
Kind of started off with
Halo.
that. They did it with Hannah, the movie with the Chemical Brothers, and then it just
Yeah.
started getting big off of there. So yeah, I really like, I'm a big fan of that. So if anything, check it out in Apple Music or if you have Spotify or anything else, YouTube Music. There's a lot of options.
YouTube Red.
We're not sponsored by any of them. You can though. So we're still on Earth, and the Hulk doesn't want to come out. It's another thing that made me. The Hulk doesn't want to come out. Did you? Okay, so I was talking to Josh about this, and he was telling me that he thought that the Hulk was scared. I thought he was just being disobedient. Like, as in, he just didn't want to come out. He was just being. But I think it could also be perceived that he was like scared, which I'm kind of buying now that I see it
I
now.
perceived it. I perceived it that he was being a sore loser, because the movie takes place pretty much right after Ragnarok, and in Ragnarok he was used to
Like
being
winning all the time.
the top
Well,
dog
he's
as
never lost
far.
a fight until now. Like he's.
Yeah. So I felt like he was being a sore loser, like a
Well,
baby
yeah,
kind
because
of.
he's. Like his intellect is just like. He's real emotional and stuff like that, too. I felt like he was just being like, you know. Like disobedience, like more like a dog. But yeah, like you're right. Like being more like a sore loser, just being like, oh, fuck that. I don't want to go out there. You got this suit, asshole. That's how they got him to
Yeah.
be the Hulk. And I didn't like that whole thing, but it was there for a reason. But I like how they started off showing off how powerful Thanos is. But this whole next part where they had to bring out they just traded like one CG for the other. And I don't know, man. When the original trailer came out, wasn't like Hulk in the group?
He seemed like he was featured a little bit
Like I
more,
felt like
right?
he was in the forest and stuff like that, right? Like I don't remember him.
No, you mean it in Wakanda, right? When they're like running towards those creatures. I think in the trailer he was like behind them, wasn't he? Or was it
I
always the
felt like it was him.
Hulkbuster?
I know it wasn't the Hulk. It couldn't have been the Hulkbuster. I saw you. Well, you they show the Hulkbuster a lot now in the trailers because I've seen a lot more now that I just watch TV. I'm just like okay with watching the trailers. Like you just see like the
Yeah.
Hulkbuster come out. It's just like oh. But I thought that was Iron Man because that's who you expect to be in that suit. But that didn't happen. None
Yeah.
of that happened. A lot of sad shit happened, and that's another reason why I don't fucking like this movie. It's when I watch like a Marvel movie, I kind of expect like you know happy-go-lucky, just like kind of campy stuff. Like you know I've told you this before, but I like campy stuff. Well, kind of campy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Serious. To a point, but then you're just like, ah, shits and giggles, you know? Like Blade 3. Like Blade 3 is like the one that really started it off and shit like that. Like with Ryan Reynolds. Like, you're just funny as fuck in Blade Trinity. So yeah,
Yeah.
like I like that shit. So, anyways, what happened after that is I feel like we went over a lot. I feel like we're gonna wrap up. But, so anyways, they get to all that, and I feel like the Hulkbuster was shown a lot more than I thought. Rather than the Hulk just being like disobedient, and then after that happened, the double death for Vision happened, which I thought was stupid. So I know some of it is just to show that Scarlet Witch can go ahead and destroy Infinity Stone. I feel like this is going to be important information in the future, but like the payoff now just really kind of just like okay, cool, she can destroy an Infinity Stone. Cool. And she's pretty powerful, man. I thought this was going to go into like a House of M type of thing since Disney's buying X-Men and stuff like that. That did not happen. Like, I don't think it's going to go anywhere near that. Do you know what House of M is, by the way? Yeah.
House of M?
Weird comic
No.
book, Scarlet Witch, like reality. I think she can like also distort reality and stuff like that. And she ends up making like this whole dimension. And it's where like. She basically makes like this whole reality and people are living in it and that's like that whole storyline. And she's just that powerful. Like it just mimics that. Well, she's obviously still very powerful. Can you still hear me? Oh, okay, just want to be sure. Like it's because like I think my things are dying. My AirPods. Actually, you know what? Let me get like a backup pair really quick. So anyways, I get to Wakanda, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I've gone over that a few times. So anyways, what happens after that, man?
After that,
Oh, no,
Wakanda.
the Vision double death. We're gonna go over okay, so he gets the time stone because Doctor Strange gives it to Thanos willingly after they get their
Yeah,
ass kicked. That happens like right before that. Gives him the time stone, which I thought was like a really stupid idea. I don't even think he should have brought it with him, but it was okay on Earth, but Doctor Strange, which is apparently a doctor and a really smart guy, decided to go ahead and bring it with him. But I don't know, he used that to go ahead and kill the big bad in his movie, right? Oh, okay.
yeah.
So I guess that's why, but he should have just used it. And
Well, he even said that he only
oh
saw
yeah, he
one
can do
way,
that.
that
He
there
can
was
look
one
into the
way.
future, right?
Yeah, he saw one way before, and then after he gave it to him, Tony Stark was like, "Hey, what the fuck, man?" Right? And he was like, "It was the only way." So I'm guessing he sees the only way was to give it to him,
Oh,
as far as
yeah.
coming out as, you know, winning at the end or some shit.
I forgot. It's kind of shown more in like the Spider-Man films that I remember. What it is that he can see like different futures and stuff like that, and he ended up like see he ended up seeing like a bunch of different like timelines. And what ended up happening is that he saw what I think he. What some of the theories are, oh, man. Well, let's get into theories really quick. So one of the theories is that he only saw one where they could possibly win, and that might have been like why he gave him the time stone in the first place. You get me? So I feel like that's why he even gave him the time stone in the first place. But like it's not a payoff that's gonna happen now, and I felt like it was a really stupid decision in the now. But I'm gonna say that for like the now I think, you know? Because I don't know. I feel like it was a really stupid idea anyway. Let's see. I still have.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just decided to use this as like a regular phone.
Yeah,
So apparently it'll record. It's like re it's gotten the other recordings that I did before,
yeah.
but it's just like saves them every once in a while. So I guess I'm just gonna edit it all down and just put it in one complete episode.
Cool.
Shit, where were we? So let's just go ahead and wrap this up. So for th I remember I was getting into a theory. It was with Doctor Strange. Okay, so Doctor Strange got so he saw like one outcome that might have been good, and it involved him giving the Infinity Stone over to him, and then that's essentially when all the deaths start happening. You know, Gamora already dies. Loki died already. After this, he goes straight over to Earth. Starts beating the shit out of everybody because. Oh, wait, this is also when Thor comes around, isn't it? He kicks some ass over there in Wakanda for a little bit, does he? Can
Yeah.
you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay, just want to be sure. So he's over there and just beating the shit out of everybody. Everything's going great. Then eventually goes over to. So he's gonna. He, that we, I think we already got to the Vision double death. Yeah, we did. So that happens, and then he snaps his fingers, and then people start dying. Bucky dies. Falcon dies, right?
Yep.
Parker. Strange. The original Avengers are like the only ones left,
right? There's like a few of them. And also Gamora's sister is not dead either. Like, didn't disappear.
Nebula, yeah.
Yeah, Nebula. And then Thanos died too in the end. And the ending of that is actually the end of the whole comic. Like, that's the way, like, the whole ending of the comic looks. Like, he's just there, like, staring out in space. And then, yeah.
Well, I don't think he died, really.
He was, like, ashing up like everybody else.
Was he?
Yeah, he was, like, and then, like, he's starting to disappear in the wind and stuff. He I think he's... Well, something happened to the Infinity Gauntlet afterwards, too, and just, like, got destroyed. Man, I know there was a theory that I wanted to go about, but what was it? I forgot. So there's some people missing, Ant-Man and Wasp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Wasp. But yeah, overall, just really didn't like the movie. That's the reason I didn't like it. The ending was also kind of shitty. Like, there's usually like a victory moment at the end of these movies. Like, there's not a like, continuation. Like, Thor: The Dark World is just like you find out that like Loki's like, you know, still around doing some magic. Like, you know what I mean? But it's just like overall, it was just like kind of a victory. This one was just like a complete downer. It's like really quiet. Everybody was kind of. I was pissed. Like, I was really pissed because it was just like, that's it. Like, oh man, like it really like I was pretty like I was borderline like mad. I was just like, oh shit, I thought it was just gonna be Captain America. But okay, so here's what I'm gonna get. Oh, here's the theory that I was gonna come up with. So I feel like that the reason that the original Avengers are there is because they're gonna go ahead and finish up their contracts. Like, as far as, like, you know, Hollywood is concerned and stuff like that. But what's going to happen is, like, the Avengers are going to eventually, like, you know, finish and maybe step down. And then the new Avengers can come by. Like, you know what I mean?
With Captain Marvel leading the way, probably. Most likely.
Yeah, considering she's going to have a movie next year. There's going to be a Black Panther, too. Black Panther disappeared, too, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, that movie made, like, a bunch of money. I mean, like a lot of money. It was holding up for a while. The only thing that beat it was Infinity War. Yep. So yeah, but yeah, that's essentially what I think is going to happen next. Didn't like the movie at all. Do I regret watching it? No, I mean, but will I watch it again? Not likely. Are you thinking about watching again, like in theaters, or just waiting for it to come out on DVD or anything?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if it comes out on, any of those movie platforms, I would probably watch it again. But I'm not going to go through the trouble of, well, it's not really a trouble, but go to the movie theater to watch it again.
It's not like a buy or die or anything.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be the only movie we're going to review. It's like the first one we do. I don't know. Maybe we'll do some other ones later because there's like some other movies. But if anything, I like to go ahead and maybe. So overall, like, you like the movie. I didn't like the movie, but we're still going to go ahead and leave with some things that maybe we've been doing this week or, I don't know, experiencing or whatever. Maybe like just like a piece of media or something that you maybe want to do later on. Here, for example, I got two things. Should be one, but I got two things. So I recently got Yakuza 6, The Song of Life. It's pretty badass. It's basically like Grand Theft Auto in Tokyo. And I got the special edition, which came out to like $90. Mm-hmm. But it came with like two whiskey glasses that have like this sweet dragon on it.
Oh, nice.
And it came with like some Japanese, like it has some lettering. I think one of them means like fire or like heat, which is it's like essentially the game, but it's really weird. it's really weird. It's really Japanese. You know, like I feel like if playing this game is like playing like anime and getting into like weird situations and stuff like that. And surprisingly, as a Yakuza, you don't really do a lot of crime. It's just a bunch of mini games, but it's great. Another thing is I just checked out The Dark Age by MGMT, that new album that's been out for a while. I went ahead and just checked it out, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I heard that song that you sent me. It was pretty cool.
When You Die. It doesn't sound like their regular stuff. It sounds like a lot of the sounds feel like real muted. Like, there's like,
Like, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
It feels... I feel like eclectic's not the word I'm looking for. It's trying to sound, like, dated. Retro? Does that make sense?
A little bit, because I've always thought their stuff sounded more on the...
It's trippy.
Well, no, not really. And they, like, do use a lot of synths, but...
Like, it's trippy.
Yeah, it is.
It's real trippy, but I liked it a lot. Have you been listening to anything, watching anything that maybe other people can check out?
Let's see. Listening? No, I mean, I just listen to music, not anything specific. Just I go through the Apple Music radio sometimes.
Anything, like, really stuck out to you this week or anything like that? Can watch anything?
I recently watched All or Nothing on Amazon Prime. It's covers about the Cowboys.
Is it a documentary about the Cowboys?
Yeah, last season.
What was that?
Of last season and the ending of last season.
Oh, man.
So it kind of there's some things where it kind of clears up of what I wanted to know.
As far as for the Dallas Cowboys, right? The America's team?
Yes, America's team.
Just wanted to make that super clear. America's team, right? The Dallas Cowboys, the best team in the NFL.
But yeah, I mean, after watching it, kind of makes me pumped up. And now I haven't really been sold on Dak Prescott, but after watching the little documentary, you know, it's kind of hard not to root for him a little bit. But at the same time, he actually has to do well.
We know how the season ended, okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're a fan, I mean, you're a fan, you're going to watch that. Yeah, I saw it on Amazon, but it's just like, dude, I'm kind of like in this – I'm like right in between like not getting a Prime subscription and just borrowing, like, you know, Gladius Cousins.
I mean, I just got the subscription because it's 30 days free just to watch that, and I'm done with it. It pretty much has all the same movies and shit as Hulu anyway, so.
I think it might have some stuff that's different, but it's just like, I don't really want the video stuff. I wouldn't mind the two-day shipping.
Oh, but yeah. That stuff is actually probably the only thing that's good on it.
Definitely worth it. Like, that's the only reason it's worth it. Like, would I spend, like, an extra $10 to get, like, free shipping for the rest of the month? Why not? But, yeah, I'll probably go ahead and check it out. Well, if anything, we'll go ahead and – do you want to do this, like, weekly or every 2 weeks? I don't know.
Whatever you want, man.
You know what? Let's go ahead and try to do it every 2 weeks. And we can go ahead and keep it up. We can go ahead and try to do it every week. Well, right now we'll just do it every 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So it doesn't get in the way of anything that you got going on. It doesn't get in the way of what I got going on. And typically we'll try to record on – is a Thursday good for you, man?
Yeah, I mean, most days are. It's just today was the only day that I had nothing to do after work. You know, it's been pretty hectic, so.
So I guess we'll try to do this, like, as a regular thing every 2 weeks on our Thursday. We're just going to talk about some shit, okay? Yeah. I'm going to shoot the shit with my friend. But I don't know. I just felt like talking about Infinity. I haven't been able to talk to anybody about this, or I haven't wanted to talk to anybody about this without it being recorded.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't really gotten to talk about that. But if anything, maybe we could just do this, like, as a regular thing. I don't know. I just want to kind of do it as a hobby. Yeah. It's been something I've been wanting to do, and I found some way to go ahead and do it pretty regularly. So if anything, we'll try to do this every 2 weeks on Thursday. But, yeah, we'll try to go ahead and set up some stuff so you can go ahead and reach out to us. But, yeah, if anything, that's it. I'll give you a call in a little bit, Brian.
All right, buddy. All right. Bye.